Next is letter to Dr. P. Patel regarding patient K, K-A-Y, last name Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Date of birth is 9-16-1943. Dear Dr. Patel, had a pleasure seeing patient K. Adams in the office. 1-23-2013, as you recall, this is a 69-year-old Caucasian female. Initially seen by myself in the office on 4-15-2004 for my chest pain described sharp pain, becoming a localized pressure, with short and spread diaphoresis, as well as left arm discomfort, period. She'd been seen at Sir Vincent Health Center with elevated blood pressure, period. Workup was unremarkable, and she discharged home, period. She underwent a stress occurrence on 4-29-2004, known to be negative inducible skin pressure workload 7 minutes, period. She did have complaints of palpitation, period. Event recorder and Holter monitor were both unremarkable, period. She placed on Tylenol with proven palpitation, period. Patient's opportunity for reversing mitral regurgitation underwent a transesophageal echocardium on 5-13-2007, showing mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, otherwise nothing of valvular lesions with LVEF 50-55%, period. She had recurrent symptoms underwent a repeat stress occurrence on 7-9-2009. Nor be critical, second, so how to achieve a negative for workload, cheap patient workload, 5 minutes, period. It was known as moderate mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. Ultimate diagnosis of esophagitis placed on proton pump inhibitors, period. She's been similar case follow-up. Last follow-up on 10-10-2012, period. At that time, she related intermittent left side chest pain, described as dull ache, period. Patient underwent a repeat stress occurrence on 11-9-2012, noted to be equivocal second order, achieve a negative for workload, achieve patient workload of 5 minutes, period. Noted moderate mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation, mild pulmonic insufficiency, period. She presents a follow-up, period. She still has epigastric pressure and burning, period. She had an EGD, noted with hiatal hernia, period. No other chest discomfort, shortness of breath or rest, nausea and diaphoresis, neck, chest, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthotina, P&D, or exertional dyspnea, period. Paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate of 82, respiratory to 14, blood pressure 122 over 70, weight is 145 pounds, height is 5'4", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2 over 6 systolic murmur, period. No S3 or S4 noted, period. PMI is non-displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. Extreme warm, dry, without cyanosis, pallor, or edema, period. Pulse are intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph. Impression one, atypical chest pain, likely GI, and related to her hiatal hernia and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number two, abnormal ECG, period. Patient with a negative stress occurrence as noted. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next number, mild tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, mild pulmonic insufficiency. Next number, hypertension, period. Paragraph, recommendation one, patient's clinical records approved in my case. Patient number two, patient follow-up in 6 months or prior as needed. Paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Question concerns, please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, D.O.